T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm on East Passyunk Avenue and about to interview Chef Rich Cusack, who is the owner of June BYOB. This is the BYOB that took over the place of Will BYOB, who now moved to another restaurant. And I believe this is his first restaurant. My understanding is that it is like a classic French restaurant. It looks beautiful from the outside. It opens on Wednesday, August 21st. So I'm curious about Chef Cusack's training, about his background. Of course, I want to know what's on the menu. And we're going to find out where the name comes from. So let's check it out. Here we go. A classic French restaurant on East Passyunk Avenue.
It's a lot of classic dishes, but also like some modern twists on some things.
And it's named after the chef's mom.
I guess it's kind of cliche. Like every chef is inspired with cooking with their mom. But like, I don't know. That's what I remember most. Just hanging out with my mom in the kitchen, making like chicken cutlets. And it's like pretty fun to me. And that's just like the origin of my cooking career, I guess.
In this segment of What's Cooking on 1060, we check out the brand new June BYOB opening next Wednesday. I'm Hadass Kuznets at 1911 East Passyunk Avenue at the brand new June BYOB that is about to open on Wednesday, August 21st, and I'm with Chef Richard Cusack. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
How do you feel? I understand this is your first restaurant that you're going to be owning.
A little nervous. I mean, it's nerve-wracking just owning a place and having it my own and I don't know, like just running it on my own. I mean, it's a lot going on. I make every final decision. There's a lot of people supporting me. I can't like let them down. There's a lot of chefs I train under. Like I got to show like they train me really well and like I could perform. Yeah, it's like a lot of pressure.
This used to be Will BYOB. How did it become June BYOB?
I just heard from a friend that he was selling it. And then after I heard, I came here like the next day and like talked to him and he just held it for me. And then I eventually just gave him the money as soon as possible. And then that's it. I just had the name in my head for like 6 years because I've been looking for a restaurant for so long. And that's pretty much the story.
What's the story behind the name?
Oh, it's from my mom. I guess it's kind of cliche. Like every chef is inspired with cooking with their mom. But like, I don't know. That's what I remember most. Just hanging out with my mom in the kitchen, making like chicken cutlets. And it's like pretty fun to me. And that's just like the origin of my cooking career, I guess. Or like the beginning of liking food.
So your mom is June Cusack?
Yeah, she's June Cusack. Yeah.
Hi, June.
Hi.
Because you know mom's listening to this podcast right now.
Oh, yeah. She's going to listen and tell her friends and, like, play it for everyone and, like, call me up about it.
All right. What does it take to open a restaurant? So tell me about the behind-the-scenes work prior to the opening.
A lot. There's a lot of money, for sure. Just a lot. Like,
is that where June comes in?
Yeah. She kind of. She comes in and, like, makes sure I have my financials. There's a lot. Like, it's just assessing what has to get done in the front of the house. What do you need in the back of the house? Repairs. Everything I could think of, like just phone.
It looks really good in here. What did you do? What did you renovate?
So we put trimming and painted the walls. We put up pictures. I put up new sconces. I put up my chandeliers. I'm really proud of. I really wanted chandeliers, but I needed fans. So I found these things called chandeliers, and they worked out really well. We got new plates. I got wine buckets. I got a cart over there. We put in a shelf, put up wallpaper, a whole lot downstairs too. So a lot of repairs.
All right, let's get into the good stuff. Tell me about the food.
So it's French food. It's a lot of classic dishes, but also like some modern twists on some things. I like just like straightforward, like French, just like a good protein, sauce, starch, vegetable, some hidden elements, but nothing too abstract or crazy. I just like it really straightforward and like make sure it tastes really good. So
let's go through your menu.
Okay, so for appetizers, what I really like is I have like a citrus cured black bass with watermelon red beets, pea tendrils, and I have something called like Szechuan buttons, which is actually like the button or like the bud of like a sunflower flower. And then it just has like a really acidic, like kind of like palate cleansing, like taste. It like really brings out flavors in the dish. My other one I really like is the foie gras with like peach jam and like a honey crepe and like duck jus and toasted walnut. It's pretty straightforward, but like it just works really well. One dish I'm really proud of is like the braised rabbit leg. Like, again, it's straightforward, but like I love it. It's just chanterelles, fava beans, like spaghetti chatar, leeks. It's braised for like 2 hours. I take the liquid and like reduce it down and add some cream to it. It like just goes really well together. What else? I have a nice New York strip on there. That took me a while. I like tasted like 5 steaks. I finally found one I really liked. I'm like really proud of it. I know like a lot of people come in here and they just want a steak, but like I made sure it was like a really good steak. And then I have a cheese program I'm setting up, and I have like 3 different cheeses, but also like a special cheese. And my special cheese, my start is like, I was looking for this cheese called Longgrace, and it's in like the Champagne region. And what you do is like you let it sit out to room temperature, and then you cut the top open, and then you pour champagne on it, and it gets like a really fudgy texture. It goes really good with bread. And like I'm super excited for that. I asked like Machine Shop to make me cranberry walnut bread for it to go really well with it. So that's like something I'm really excited for. And then also my salt crust and bronzino. So I make a dough with like salt, flour, eggs, and I wrap a fish, a bronzino, in the dough. I pop in the oven, bake it for like 20 minutes, and like steams the fish and also seasons it. And table side, we like pop it open and like fillet it onto your plate. It gets like a copper pot full of like beurre blanc and like a gold spoon, like spoon onto the fish. It's really nice. And then we have desserts. I have a pastry chef. I can't say her name though. But she's like, because she works somewhere else, I don't want to get in trouble. But she really put together like this really nice French like dessert menu that I'm like really excited for. And she has like chocolate mousse on there. And I think it's going with passion fruit and like some citrus. Then we also have like a vanilla bavois. It's like a panna cotta Italian. Then I work with an ice cream company. They're making like nice special ice creams for me. I have a basic like vanilla chocolate, but the vanilla we got like vanilla beans flown in from Madagascar, and we're gonna make like a really nice vanilla ice cream with that. And then we're working on a certain like June flavor. It's hard because I have a couple flavors in mind, but I'm not sure which one I want. So we're still working on that one.
You got to bring mom in for the taste test.
Oh my God. My mom's coming here like 5 days now, like when we first opened. She's already got like 3 reservations with people. So she's going to come in all the time.
She's bringing this friend and that person.
Oh my God. She's bringing everybody she knows.
She's very proud.
Oh yeah. She's super happy. She's really proud. I hope she likes eating here. So
is she like your biggest critic? The one that you definitely are the most worried about impressing?
No, my dad.
Oh, your dad.
My dad's really brutally honest and like goes straight to the point, and he's very critical, but he's awesome. You know, he helped me really put this place together, made it like really beautiful. He came down here almost every day this summer, like did something. So yeah, he did a lot here.
Tell me about your training.
So when I got out of school, I started at Bibu, and I was there for almost 2 years, and I didn't know anything, to be honest with you. Like I got out of school, but then I couldn't even like peel garlic, which is kind of embarrassing. And then it was intense. I worked next to Pierre Camels and Ron Fougere, and like, I'll be honest with you, those two taught me way more than anyone. So I got the luxury of working next to them, but also it was really hard working next to them. Like they're very critical. They oversaw everything I did, constantly pushed me every day to get better.
There a lot of yelling in that kitchen?
I don't know. I can't say on the radio. Let's say I have a couple stories, but I can't say on the radio. Yeah, I mean, it's a very...
That's like the old school like way of teaching is kind of brutal.
Yeah, I guess. It's with love, though, so...
You're very diplomatic.
Yeah, so it's just... It was very intense, but I wouldn't change that experience for anything. Like, it was great. It was pretty much the foundation of my career. And working for them, too, was awesome. Like, Ron, I never saw anybody work as fast and hard. And Pierre, like, he's, like, 47, but, like, he would kill anybody in the kitchen. He's just so quick and, like, intense. Like, I raced him on things. I think I beat him once, and he's just so... good at what he does. He's just like a different beast. Like I never met anyone like him. He's really passionate about food and takes everything really serious.
How do you go from running a kitchen to owning your own business?
It's really hard. I mean, it's different. Running a kitchen, you're just managing people, and then you know, you do your job, you go home. Now it's like when I go home, I'm still thinking about it. I'm thinking like who got paid, what has to get done tomorrow, thinking about like ahead of time. It's a lot. It's a lot different. It's a beginning for me owning compared to running, but it's a hell of a lot different. That's for sure.
How many seats in this restaurant?
28.
How many dinners do you hope to serve?
I mean, I would love to do 3 turns a night, but that's a very busy night. Put it this way, if I get 1 turn, I'll be happy in the beginning. If I get 2 turns, I'll be really excited. If I get 3 turns, I'll be really excited. So I'm hoping I get that. Right now, honestly, I'm just hoping we open, we do really well, we get customers in here, and I just hope people like it, which I think they will, but we'll see. It's kind of hard, like, to sell people on French food. They always, like, go right away, like, oh, we're going to have frog legs, like snails. Like, yeah, we're going to have that, but, like, it's actually really good. You have to try it out. Some people are just, like, a little nervous about trying it. But, like, once you eat it, it's, like, you know, you're, like, it's pretty good.
But you also have other things.
Oh, yeah, of course. I have, like, I have salmon on the menu. I have scallops. Everyone loves that. I'll eventually have chicken on the menu. We have rabbit that, honestly, to me, tastes like chicken, so I don't see a big difference. We have black bass, cured black bass. I'm sorry, but if you eat sushi, then you can eat that. Yeah, like the bronzino, just steamed fish. So it's very simple. It's just a way of like thinking about it and how you approach it.
What was your biggest challenge?
Just getting over the fear of opening this and like just doing it. It's just hard. Like it goes from, do you want to take a job where you're comfortable and getting a salary and not worrying about like failing and not making your money, or just taking the leap and doing it? Like I finally took the leap and a lot of people supported me, but like it's a really hard decision to do. Like especially with me and my family, I have two kids and like it's a hard decision. Do I want to bring my family into this, or do I want to just keep working on a salary and making sure they're okay? Like I feel a little selfish that I did this, but also like my wife really supported me and told me like I should do it. Like now or never. So I just went with it. And she also like believes in me, and a lot of people do. So it was nice. That was like the biggest challenge, just finally get over the fear and doing it.
And I understand you have a young family.
Yeah, I have a daughter who's going to be one on opening date. So I'm sorry. Like we opened on her birthday, but, and then my son was born like 2 weeks ago. So he's very young.
So no sleep. Like this is like your third baby.
Yeah, pretty much. I think my day, well, I go to sleep at like 12 because my daughter doesn't want to go to sleep. And then we wake up at like 5 because my son wakes up. And then that's the start of the day. So, and then in the middle of the night, he eats. So if I get a solid 3 hours, that's a good sleep.
So you're basically running on adrenaline.
Pretty much, yeah.
And excitement.
Yeah, pretty much. Excitement, adrenaline, and just knowing I have to get things done.
What are you most excited with opening day? And what do you want people to know about when it comes to the opening day?
I'm just excited to go in the kitchen and start working, and like my staff. Most of my staff I hired, I already know, and like I really enjoy working with them. I'm just excited to get people in here and like eating the food. Like it's finally my restaurant, and like they can eat my food and like they get to experience it. And like it's ran, I don't want to say it's ran the way I like, but it kind of is. Like the dining room, I set it up the way I like. The service is going to be ran the way I like. The food is like my expressing me, I guess. Just all me. So that's what I like about it.
So what was it about this location, this space that you were like, I gotta have it?
It was available. It's just a great location, Pachonk. It's got a name for itself. It's just this small, like I wasn't looking for anything big. It's just like, it fit perfectly for me. And like, it's kind of weird. I'm kind of like a control freak in the kitchen. So I figured if I had something small, I can at least do mostly everything myself. Even though I have a great sous chef, Brandon, it's just me and him work really well. And like, I just like doing everything and seeing everything. And you need a small restaurant for that.
Your opening reservation? Is that right?
Yeah, we opened up. We're already booked for the first day. And then we still have reservations for the rest of the week, but they're going pretty quick.
Do you take walk-ins?
Yes, we do take walk-ins if the seats aren't taken. But yes, we do.
All right. Any thoughts you want to leave us with?
Yeah, I just want to thank my wife for supporting me and helping me out and like coming in and really working with me. It's kind of exciting, even though she has two kids to also take care of with me. So it's really hard.
All right. Opening day is Wednesday, August 21st. Chef Rich Cusack is the owner of June BYOB here at 1911 East Pachonk Avenue. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And good luck on opening day.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.